Welcome to our podcast series, which we have recorded for the Erasmus Plus Days 2020. We at the International Office at the Vienna University of Economics and Business conducted several interviews. In this podcast, Lukas Hefner, head of the International Office, interviews Rector Ms. Hanna Piegger and Vice Rector Ms. Ramersdorfer.
Ms. Hanna Piegger, Ms. Ramersdorfer, thanks for participating in our podcast project. To start today's interview, I would like to know from both of you what you personally associate with the Erasmus Plus program.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Well, first of all, I might mention that I had a previous life in terms of being a faculty member. And as a faculty member, I, of course, also have been involved in international cooperations. So, for instance, we constantly had exchange with colleagues from other universities. I had the Jean Monnet chair, including teaching visits and other research and dissemination events with international partners. And of course, as an academic advisor of Turkish and Greek universities, we also had contact not only with the international students, but of course, we also I also was visiting them, and we had, you know, some super nice ideas how to develop our exchange programs further, you learn from the feedbacks and so on. So I could say that as a faculty member, I enjoyed very much to have those international contacts. And even as a rector, I'm still in contact with colleagues from these universities. And we also are aware of the importance of international networking activities such as exchange programs.
Thank you. So as a lecturer, as a professor, you also had international Erasmus students in your classes?
Yeah, actually, of course. I was teaching gender and diversity studies, and a lot of international students showed up in my courses, and they were in particular interested in, you know, intercultural comparison of how to deal with gender issues, or what does diversity mean in terms of intercultural contexts and these kind of things. And they always were very much enjoying not only, of course, my class, but they were enjoying staying at VU, and they were very much enjoying to have contact with VU students and with building up not only professional networks, but actually friendships.
Thank you very much. So, Ms. Ramersdorfer, what are your personal associations with the Erasmus program?
Thanks. With the Erasmus Plus program, I associate immediately the possibility to support students to gain an international experience, of course. And the second thing that always comes to my mind are the ideas of Erasmus that should bring together young people to exchange ideas, discuss and grow as a person, as it is university-like.
So, Ms. Ramersdorfer, as a lecturer, what did you like about teaching international students, about having international courses specifically targeting exchange students?
Yes, I had those classes, and I really liked that it was so diverse in the classroom. So I decided, because of those classes, that I wanted to create a new mixture for the quant finance classes, because it was a quant finance class. And we started with a lot of discussions that were really tied to the background of the students. And this was very interesting, because then they had to discuss the issues from the perspective of China or the US. And having those different perspectives in class is very fascinating and a very rare situation, very interesting, exciting. It was great.
Well, thank you. It was very interesting for me to hear, especially that the study field where you were teaching international students was finance. So typically we associate welcoming international students in areas like marketing, international business, etc. So how would you see this from your perspective? Is it valuable to have international students in courses in all areas, in all study fields? And what is the value?
I guess international students are always important in the classroom, because then the setting is completely different. And the more diverse the background is, the better it is, even for finance. It was interesting to see, because I expected it in a similar way as you said, that this does not make a big difference, but it does, and it improves the overall setting.
Ms. Hanneberger, from this personal perspective, I would like to move now to the broader institutional or strategic perspective. VIEW has an internationalization strategy, so could you tell us a little bit more about the main pillars of the strategy and highlights, so such as international accreditations, networks, and other initiatives which are of importance for VIEW in this context?
Well, actually, as you might know, the mission statement of VIEW includes already a reference to internationalization, because it says that true to its role as an open-minded institution, VIEW also sees itself as an international university, as an important hub for global exchange. So this means that basically we consider internationalization as a means to promote VIEW's core values of, as I said, open-mindedness and diversity. And of course, we also would like to have an impact globally with these core values. Internationalization also is a means to gather international top talents and engage with other strong partner institutions in order to tackle today's global societal challenges. It is also a means to prepare VIEW's graduates for a highly international work environment and instill an ethos of pre-justice, free collaboration. And finally, it's also a means for secure VIEW's future with the help of strong international academic networks and, of course, also business partners. Well, what we can see is that after, you know, having put a lot of effort into our what we call the internationalization strategy, I think that VIEW is kind of moving from the idea of internationalization to the idea of internationality, which is basically referring to the fact that we are not going, you know, to invite people to come to VIEW, or we are sending people to other universities, but it is a kind of a mindset. It's a cult. It's a kind of an university culture. We try to really practice and to have this international spirit. So I think really that internationality is very important for a modern university. And this includes not only that we want to have international students, but it also includes that we are focusing on international recruitment of faculty members, as well, of course, as well as to have, you know, very prestigious universities as partners, but also that we have international research projects. So, for instance, we are also monitoring if there is enough international cooperation among the researchers in terms of co-publications. So this is a very important issue. And of course, besides the accreditations and our partners, we also installed an international advisory board consisting of 10 people who are very experienced also in international universities, recommending also next steps in terms of being also in increasing our international standing, I would say it in this way.
Thank you very much. We talked a lot about internationality now, internationalization of VIEW. Since our focus in this podcast is on Erasmus and therefore Europe, how would you see this European values, perspectives, programs fits into this puzzle of internationality which you have shown?
Well, first of all, I would say within our 240 partner strong network, we have about 120 Erasmus partners. So this is really a very strong sub-network. The European context is important because it unifies different value. So I would say there is a specific cultural context we share, like, you know, being a little bit more committed to the values of enlightenment, for instance. But on the same time, we are also different from each other. So there is, there's a strong northern Scandinavian culture compared to CE countries and so on and so on. So I think there is enough diversity within Europe to play an important role in our internationalization strategies and internationality efforts. So I think it's a very strong focus. Of course, it's a bit closer to in terms of the regional network. I think this is also important for the students because to promote what we would probably say as a kind of a European identity, it is also important that students are aware of the richness of Europe and the intercultural context of Europe, given their economic system, given their societal systems and so on. This does not mean that we have an internationalization with this more in Europeanization or whatever we want to call it, but I nevertheless would like to emphasize the importance of the European context we are in and the European networks we have and therefore the Erasmus programs.
Ms. Ramersdorfer, as a vice rector, you're responsible for teaching and academic programs. How is Erasmus positioned within the EU's academic portfolio?
As already mentioned, welcoming international students is an important element for our EU's diverse student population, and it is of utmost importance to international learning and outgoing opportunities. So for the EU in particular, half of our exchange students are also part of this Erasmus program, so are Erasmus students. And for us, the community building behind is very important. So at the EU, we have a special office, so the international office, as the first and the most important contact point for our incoming and but also for our outgoing students.
So if we look into the future and the program portfolio of the EU, would you like to establish additional joint programs, cooperation programs, and how could the Erasmus contribute to this development?
Yeah, I guess it's very helpful and important. However, I guess one has to ask the question how many double degrees or joint degrees are important or good for a university. But what I would like really to have as a vision is to provide every student with some kind of internationalization or international exposure in the long run. This does not necessarily mean that the person has to go abroad for a year or a semester, but the question is, what can it be? And I guess there will be also a clear possibility for the Erasmus Plus to also fill this gap in the long run.
Ms. Hanna Beeger, internationalization, or better to say internationality, as you said, is one of the main goals the EU has itself. It reflects core values such as diversity, open-mindedness, cooperation, all things that you have mentioned before in the context of the strategy the EU has. And traditionally, exchange or mobility programs like Erasmus always had a very prominent role to play in international strategies. If we look a little bit into the future, how would you like Erasmus to develop in this context in the future?
Well, first of all, I would really highlight the fact that Erasmus is a success story, and we should put a lot of effort in guaranteeing that the success stories hopefully becomes a never-ending success story. So my expectation basically would be that we go on pushing Erasmus programs and also mobility. I know this is in times like this is always a little bit critically reflected, you know, with the terms of climate change, sustainability, with more and more political pressure, like nationalism coming up. So there might be, you know, a kind of a risk to lose the perspective on how important academic mobility also is, not only, as I said, in building up a European identity, but also in making these intercultural experiences really possible for the students, and that's a difference. It's a difference. If you have an online course, that's fine. You can have some international experiences also in online settings, and we are building up those courses, and I think this is also a promising way. But it never, never will substitute the personal, individual experience you are going through when you actually live in another cultural context. So therefore, you need academic mobility. And because we were so much exposed, our mobility was so much exposed to, in the last month, to critical voices in terms of, do we need this at all? Why don't we stay at home? Why don't we don't we more focus on climate protection, not to fly? Well, of course, Europe, that's a big advantage. Europe is small enough that you still can go by train or by public transportation. And I guess this is one of the assets we could focus on a little bit more in the future. How can you combine sustainability with the necessary academic mobility? So I think this is worth to explore a little more in terms of finding innovative ways of making the intercultural experience working, even with the conditions we are facing and the severe problems we are facing. So this is also the reason why WU was signing a statement on the necessity of academic mobility. And we were kind of formulating a shared vision, saying that we have to ensure cross-border collaboration and nurturing of diverse and globally minded talents with a special focus on sustainability. So we will try that this is not a contradiction to have mobility, academic mobility, exchange programs and sustainability. So the idea is, of course, to push along for academic mobility, because we see this as very important also for guaranteeing democratic systems, guaranteeing knowledge transfer and exchange of knowledge in order to improve the society and its further development, to push its further development. So I think this is really a very, very important value within the European context. So I think that this is a big responsibility for the political parties, so to go on promoting Erasmus and allowing students and faculty members and admin staff and even other stakeholder groups to be part of these European exchange programs in order to learn from each other and to contribute to the societal development.
Well, thank you very much. That is a very motivating statement, so especially for me as the head of the international office, but I think for the Erasmus program and for all those who are involved in the program as the whole community. Ms. Ramersdorfer, how would you like to see Erasmus programs develop in the future?
As mentioned before, Erasmus is a very important pillar in our international exchange strategy, but over the years it became much more. So I guess it's not that clear, my vision for the Erasmus Plus in the future, but I would say it's like a bullet point thing. It's cooperation, it's exchange, it's friendship, it's excellent programs, it's about diversity, it's multinational cultures, it means open minds, it means respect, and it means much more. So if I would like, I could have a suggestion to the Erasmus development, I would like to see Erasmus continuing exactly on this path and focusing on the goal of an internationalization for all, regardless the financial position of the student or the personal situation or the age or any other fact that may be behind.
That was a very nice combination of the values, Ms. Ramersdorfer, you have shown, which you associate with the Erasmus program, and the statement which was mentioned before by Ms. Hanna-Beeger. So thank you very much. Ms. Hanna-Beeger, talking about the future, developments like digitalization, climate change, and other societal challenges have an impact on our future. And of course, most recently, the COVID-19 pandemic is posing additional challenges to societies worldwide. Which role do universities, and in this case particularly WU and its members, have to play in order to tackle these challenges? And how would you see the responsibility of universities, which I know is very important also for you as a rector? Which role does this play?
Well, if you're talking about VU being a responsible university, we are referring to the prime principles. And the prime principles are including different areas of activities. We can show our responsibility and our understanding of being a responsible university. That's, you know, of course, we are doing research in order to provide solutions for grand challenges. We are teaching, so we're educating our students not only to have the according knowledge, but also to be to commit to the values of taking over responsibility and the willingness to contribute positively to the further development of the society. But it also means that we are promoting dialogues between different stakeholders, not only business and society and academics, but also including politicians. So I think as a responsible university, we can very, very positively have an impact on political decisions by delivering, let's say, a more evidence-based facts and figures politicians could rely on. But also as a public university, we have to be aware that we are funded by taxpayers' money. So as a consequence, we have to show that we are worth this huge investment every year. And how can we demonstrate our responsibility? First of all, by doing a good job, as I sketched it before, but also by inviting the public to the university to participate in our activities, be it in a public lecture series, be it in community services our faculty are willing to join, be it in co-creation of knowledge projects or whatsoever. So I think responsibility is a kind of a value system. We are all committed, and each and every unit and each and every person is invited to think over how to translate the responsibility strategy into personal activities and contributions.
So, and how do you think are corporations important in this context?
Well, corporations are key players in our society, and I think that picking the right partners, in particular the corporate partners, and you know, having those co-creation of knowledge, learning from each other, informing also corporate strategies by research results, but also involving students in designing and coming up with solutions for corporate problems. I think this makes sense. And normally, you don't do business in a very, you know, closed circle, in a very, silo. Normally, you are interconnected with your environment. You have an impact on the environment and on the society. And therefore, I think that these issues like Erasmus, exchange, internationality is broadening the sense, and it's broadening the understanding of doing business in a networked environment. I think this is the most important contribution we can identify in terms of how internationalization is important also for the corporate world.
Talking about corporations, VU is now a member of a European university and part of this European university network, which is, I think, a big success for us. How would you hope that this European university develops in the future and will contribute to VU's developments?
I think our consortium is a very nice consortium in terms of like-minded universities. And I love the slogan, so to say, the name of our consortium, nämlich Engage, Engage EU. This is exactly what we want. We want to contribute to a lot of different activities, but they always relate to engagement in terms of increasing the participation of shaping the future, and therefore to educate and to qualify young people to become engaged young people.
Ms. Ramersdorfer, you as one of the drivers of these initiatives together with our rector, how do you see the European university and how this can contribute to VU's developments in the future?
I guess the European university, our Engage, is Exactly in the mindset of Erasmus Plus. So it's open the university, invite people from outside to discuss and solve the challenges of the society. So it's exactly the same what Erasmus Plus stands for, narrowed down to your university and reframing completely the university at all. Because the openness and the lifelong learning concept immediately established, it's great.
At this point, we would like to thank VU's rector, Ms. Hanna Piega, and VU's vice rector, Ramersdorfer, again for participating in our Erasmus Plus podcast project.